You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Doing the intro.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. It's Thursday night, 8:30 on WTN Radio here in beautiful Clearwater, Ooh. And we are Stand Up For News. All right, everybody, break out those harmonicas. Let's get ready to do it.
Stand up for news.
Stand up for news. Stand up for you. You can stand up, too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We got a great show for you coming up here. Hey, it's just mostly a intimate foursome here. We've actually
not that much, Manny.
calm down. And we've got
kinky.
Cylinder foursome.
Exactly. I am your host for the moment, Captain Jim Marvin. Also on, please welcome my co-host, Manny the Man Avila.
All right. Hearing him say my voice sounds like I'm in court. Yeah. I'm sorry.
would Mr. Avila please approach the stand?
I got scared there for a second. Hello, everybody out there.
How do you play?
In Radio Land. What is that, Big Russell?
Sydney. How do you play? Yeah. Oh, no,
wait. For you, Russell, guilty.
Sitting across the room is...
innocent. I am innocent of everything.
Also, in the studio across from Manny, we have got the wildly civilized Robin, the macho woman Savage. Say hello, Robin.
Hey, brother.
And then,
is that you?
And then chilling out the host with the most, Mr. James the Mac Esterline.
I got laryngitis.
He has laryngitis all of a sudden.
How did you get that?
Russell, can you say anything? Can you say anything without being suggestive? And calling us from the far ranges of beautiful, wonderful Lakeland, Florida, is Mr. Russell X Mania. Say hello there, Russell.
Hey.
He is known as the giver of laryngitis, I gotta say.
At least it's sore throat.
we'll have to talk about that.
Or hemorrhoids.
We'll talk about that some other time. Also, on the phone, we've got our man on the street, Mr. Scott Patrick.
Oh, all right, we have a live reporter.
Man on a street.
Man on a street.
He's not on the street. Come on, he's on a street. You know?
Hey, Scott, what's up, dog?
Scott. How's it going, guys?
We're going good. We're going good. How you doing today?
Good.
Cool.
You know, today it's National Nurses Assistance Day.
Oh.
So I'm at a nursing home in Dunedin, and I'm assisting patients in taking their drugs. So I'll tell you what. If you do this, you got to stay away from the blue pills because they make your pants tighter.
Would you mind I just DM me the address of that nursing home when you have a moment, Scott?
All right, you guys can talk about that off air. We had some news to stand up for. We've also got a big announcement to make. So this coming Monday, June 19th, we're being invaded.
Are we? Oh my God!
We are being invaded by hordes of angry comics from Orlando. They are rolling down I-4 in their Max.
The Disney's Mad Max mobiles.
and their ears and their big floppy mouse ears. And
we should call it Horde Lando since they're hoarding.
The Hordes Orlando.
Radio Robin, that's a slippery slope. You gotta be careful.
I know, that's right. I really pronounced the D.
15 three times really fast.
15 of Orlando's finest comics facing off against the defense of Tampa Bay's best comics on 4 venues, starting off at 6:00 at night at Royal Vapor Lounge in Largo.
They got Ants Rants, dude.
And they got Ants Rants. He's gonna be on all of them, right?
Yeah, dude.
And then we got our Tampa Bay headliner. What's his name? Donnie Stoba.
What's that? P. Stopa.
Stopa. Yeah. Thank you.
Stoba, dude. He's been a
first time I ever heard him mispronounce something.
He's a corporate killer, dude.
I have trouble with last names. Yes, Ant Rants will be facing off against Donnie Stopa at four locations. The first is Royal Vapor Lounge in Largo. Then they're moving down to the beautiful.
6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock. Yep. They're moving down to the beautiful Gulfport, Florida at 6:30 at
6 o'clock at Jazzy Cat.
6 o'clock at Jazzy Cat, funky little place. Yeah. down, kitty, down.
Put that kitty away.
I'm too jazzy.
Then moving on to 6:30 to the Tiki Tavern, the very sophisticated, very, very laid back, very lovely Tiki Tavern there, just a couple blocks down, right there, 49th Street South in Gulfport.
You and, hosting that, Manny?
And
oh, yeah, your boy Manny will be hosting that show.
So yes, suffice to say. Hosts.
Robin's
hosting the Royal Vapor Royal Lounge. Vapor. We've got
Fringe Festival winner.
Fringe Single Festival winner with Ed Shed.
Fringe Festival with
yep.
Ed Shed.
Yeah. Come
so,
on.
So if you're into vaping like royalty,
champion. Yes, I was going to say. I want to be a tiara because I am royalty.
Yeah, guys at Royal Vapor Lounge.
If you like guys with big fuzzy hats, yeah, you want to go to that Royal Vapor Lounge.
Starting at 6 o'clock.
Jazzy Cat's got their own host. What's her name?
DeLorean. Is that it from Back to the Future?
You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
A celebrity host. Michael J. Fox is your dad.
Michael J. Fox.
And then our man Manny Avila is going to be hosting over at Tiki Tavern. And then the night rounds up. It's the ultimate match of, there's an ultimate battle of comics down at the Twisted Tiki on Corey Avenue in beautiful Sunset, beautiful St. Pete Beach. St. Pete Beach, Twisted Tiki, where Russell, you and I will tag team it. We will not yeah, like. Yeah. Okay, come on, mine's out.
We're not teabagging it. We're tag teaming it.
Mine's out of gutters, people. We will be co-hosting together at the Twisted Tiki for the wrap up, starting 8 o'clock and going to the
starts at eight.
Going to the
late. Trivia first, though, if you want to do trivia, I think first.
All you trivia heads out there.
Every single table is reserved already.
Make your reservations for the Twisted Tiki
there's
now.
There's bar seating and there's rail seating, but yeah.
And probably it. Just sit people on floor like you're back in elementary school at an assembly.
There's like two tables.
I don't know what we're going to do.
There's like two tables left.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
It's just
like a tornado drill.
Yeah. Everyone has to sit crisscross applesauce.
everybody get under your desk. Duck and cover. Here comes the bomb.
I got a VIP table reserved for Russell and Captain Jim, though.
And how's that learner?
You're welcome, boys. You're welcome. See what your celebrity status gets you, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
All right, where can everybody find out more about June 19th, the Orlando Invasion?
Everywhere, man.
Everywhere. Okay, check out Stand Up Produce, Facebook, and
check out our website,
Instagram.
www.facebook.com. You can see it all there.
And TikTok.
Instagram,
it's
TikTok. Captain Jim Marvin comedy page that I run because you're Facebook illiterate.
And I put one on Grindr.
I got one on Grindr.
I expect a full house.
We're going to see how this night turns out.
Yeah. Excellent. That's where I met this guy. Welcome.
Come on.
We have a 93-year-old comedian here with us.
Oh. Yes.
What's his name?
Fred Rio.
Fred Rio,
welcome to our show. We are stand-up comics. I've been doing stand-up for 6.5 years. This is Robin. She's been doing it for like 10 years, right? You said?
Yeah, off and on.
Captain Jim, about 2 years, and Manny Avila. In comedy years, he's been doing it like 2 years.
Yep.
She said you were a funny guy and you had some jokes to share with us.
I do.
Happy birthday to you, 93,
you.
Man.
Are you really 93? Oh, wow.
I just met these people, first time I've ever seen them, and they're pretty funny. As a matter of fact, they're the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we have the face for radio, don't we?
Yeah. And I have another quick one for you. I have a stepladder. I never knew my real letter. This woman walks in a pharmacy. She walks up to the pharmacist. The pharmacist says, "May I help you?" She said, "Yes, I'd like to buy some cyanide." The pharmacist says, "Cyanide?" I said, "What are you going to do with that?" She said, "I'm going to kill my husband." He says, "Are you crazy? I can't get involved in anything like that. We'll both wind up in jail." She reaches in her purse and pulls out a photo and hands it to him. It's a photo of his wife and her husband together. So the pharmacist starts grinding his teeth together, and then he says, "Well, you didn't say you had a prescription."
You got to cover the copay on that prescription right there.
Where's the whistle, bud?
Oh, gee.
You whistle the joke of the day whistle. So what we do here is, well, the news, you like watching the news? You've probably seen a lot of news, right?
Yes.
Over 93 years.
Yeah, man.
What's the biggest news event?
My dad's 83. He lives with me. He's seen a lot of news. So do you like watching the news?
Yes, I watch Fox all the time.
I don't watch the news that much until I started doing this show.
So you're Scott a Democrat.
Is this what we're hearing?
You're lucky enough.
So I don't like the way they tell the news. So me and Scott came up with Stand Up for News, where stand-up comics tell the news the way it should be told.
Oh, yeah.
So we go around in a round circle, and you don't have to tell a news joker, but you can comment on anything we talk about while we're doing this. So, are you ready to stand up for news?
Let's stand up for news
today, Jim. You start with you.
All right. So, on Monday, President Biden underwent a root canal at the White House after experiencing tooth pain over the weekend. The dental procedure was paid for at taxpayer expense. Meanwhile, Americans have nearly $100 billion in medical debt to private companies, causing 500,000 bankruptcies a year. Joe, I think I know a surefire path to the White House in 2024. Never mind. You don't really want the presidency bad enough to actually do anything for anybody. Do you, Joe? Looks like it's a mega 2.0, folks.
Yeah, no. If we're lucky, we'll get him to wake up next term.
Joe, you're still president.
No. We don't want that.
All right, recently, last week, a Florida man was arrested after video shows him robbing a phone repair store using a box as his disguise, an actual cardboard box. Did you hear about that, Robin?
I did not.
No. It says, after authorities wrongfully arrested both a public storage and Save-A-Lot box, the suspect was eventually apprehended. When asked why he went with that disguise, he replied, "I ran out of bags." See, no one would have suspected a bag.
Speaking of bags, I brought a bag full of Modjointment.
What's Modjointment?
Modjointment is our sponsor. You get a hold of us at Stand Up for News, 727-479-5861. Or just Google me. Get a hold of me any way you can, and I'll get you a bottle of Modjointment free samples. It's a CBD, THC ointment topical spray, and you spray it on anywhere it aches and pains, and it makes even headaches. I put it on my temples, makes your headaches go away. Works, doesn't it? I asked Manny to try it.
Yeah, I actually really, I was going to make a joke about how I put it on my marriage, and I'm happy now. But I've been having some serious, this sounds like such an advertisement. It isn't. I was having some hand problems. I messed up my ligament recently for work, and he has been hooking me up with it for free. And, dude, it's been helping so much. It's been like that, and I've been rubbing some CBD oil on it, and I feel almost painless right now, you know? I suffered a divorce. That still hurts.
And some of these painful jokes.
And Robin, you said that your husband's been using it?
He has. I have been.
Where is he applying it?
His head. Some things are between a man and a wife. His hip and his knee. I think it all kind of. But no, it does. I mean, if he kind of puts it on before he goes to sleep.
5 minutes later, right?
Yeah, it does. It works really like works that. Well. It works really well.
To our guest, you're 93. Maybe you'd like to try a free sample of the stuff. You spray it on like aches and pains. Maybe you could give it a shot, but it does work.
Well, I'm 93. I don't have any aches and pains. Believe it or not.
Nice.
Nice.
Took care of himself. Well, obviously.
He must not be married.
You single?
I need that. I'm sorry.
Are you single?
I am.
Oh, you were right, Russ.
There you go.
Are you ready to mingle?
That never lies.
Yeah, it's your turn. It's your turn. No, it's Robin's turn.
This is a blonde joke.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
The blonde walks up to a counter, and a woman behind the counter says, "Can I help you?" She said, "Yes, I'd like." And she's speaking in a loud voice, "I'd like some French fries, hamburger, and Coke." And a woman behind the counter leans in toward her and says, "This is a library." And the blonde says, "Oh, I'm sorry. French fries, Coke, and hamburger."
Where's her manners at?
Exactly.
Okay. At the Houston Zoo, elephants participate in yoga for anywhere from 30 seconds to 5 minutes to help them strengthen muscle groups. The zookeepers say the hardest part of exercising the elephants is getting them into yoga pants. The elephant's least favorite position, downward dog.
I don't know if you've been to my yoga class, but I've seen a couple of elephants squeeze into those pants.
It's a pretty close one.
Oh, my.
Russell X. Me, how's the news treating you over there in Lakeland?
Lakeland, well, it is Polk County, so you can do the math. Donald Trump today, after leaving the federal courthouse, went to a Cuban restaurant. Oh. There he promised over 100 supporters that he would buy their lunch for them. Before the bill came, Trump allegedly skipped out on the bill. When asked about it, Trump replied he didn't have any Cuban currency.
No pesos.
Now we do our segment. It's my favorite segment. It's called Man on a Street with Scott Patrick, Stand Up for News, OG. Russell's OG too from last season. Welcome back, Scott. How's what street are you on today?
I already said what street I was on.
Ah, sorry. Go ahead. Tell us your thing.
I got a news story, though. So President Trump has been federally indicted, and it's because he treated classified material like he treats women. He just grabbed them by the box.
That was gold. That was gold.
That's gold right there. Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys know that... Ted Kaczynski, known as the Unabomber after years of attacks that killed three, died in prison this past weekend at the age of 81. During a press conference announcing Kaczynski's passing, an FBI spokesperson quoted a well-known poem about baseball. And somewhere bombs are blasting and rule of law abused, but there is no joy in Bombville. Ted Kaczynski's been defused.
I heard he had a short wick.
It's not the length of the wick, Russell. It's
it's the size
it's
of the explosion.
It's a bang in a box.
It's a bang in a box. All right. We're moving along here. Members of a drug syndicate were arrested this week after they were caught hiding meth in Canadian maple syrup and canola oil. All right. Mm-hmm. The cartel members were not arrested on drug charges. They were instead arrested for attempting to make Canadian food interesting.
As a follow-up to that, when they got to Australia, the authorities were tipped off about the maple syrup drugs being hidden in there. Because they were showing long lines of people at pancake restaurants, and all the patrons were both losing weight and their teeth.
You guys are losing a lot of weight for eating those flapjacks all day.
Why do you keep coming back for every meal?
How are you chewing them things up?
Normally, I don't do good food reviews. My food review on TikTok is I go to gas stations and I buy like the oldest thing that they're selling that's probably expired or close to. It says the time on was like made at 9:30 that morning. And I got 7-Eleven this time. It was a Philly steak and cheese pressed Cuban. And it was like a shingle off my roof, man.
What?
Yeah, like it was harder than any beef jerky. It wound up on the floor.
I threw it on
the floor eventually. Like it was, yeah. So they got a bad review, but my friend asked me to do a good review of some place. It's in Gulfport, you guys. It's called A Slice of Gulfport. Ooh. And I'm a pizza connoisseur. I don't want to do pizza reviews because there's already a guy, that, you know, David Portnoy, that does the Barstool pizza reviews, one slice or one bite, whatever. But I went there to do it anyway because it was a favor for a small family restaurant that's trying to work hard. It's mostly like, hey, you're out there driving your truck. They got two slices and a soda for $7.99 right there.
That's nice.
Slices are good size. I bought a small 10-inch pizza.
That is 1998 prices.
Yeah. Right there. I took it to Sunset City Comedy Club, and I shared it with my buds. And the crust. Okay, usually I get light sauce, but I wanted it the way it comes, the way they make it. I didn't tell them who I was or where, you know, anything. I didn't say, hey, I'm James from Stand Up for News. Give me some pizza and I'm going to review you. You know, I made it all incognito, you know. And I cruised off on my motorcycle.
Santa for
Under the table. No, I went as a paying guest because I've been in hospitality for 23 years. So I wanted to see how their hospitality, every bit of the experience went. You know, it's recorded. I was going to ask you to edit it later and we could post a good review. Okay. I give them an 8.1 on pizza scale because you pick up a slice of pizza, the crust is crispy, and it holds it from falling everywhere, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's perfect right like there. That. It's fluffy as well as crispy. Oh. The dough is delicious and salty, and the sauce has a good blend of the tomato and the seasoning, the spices and saltiness as well.
I'm hungry, James.
And then,
I want this pizza.
There's an equal amount of cheese as there is sauce and crust. It's perfectly layered. So I would definitely recommend. It's 1414 58th Street South, Gulfport, Florida. Check it out, you guys. If you want to, if you're just some guys out there, you're going mowing some lawns, stop in, you know, up till 5 o'clock. It's two slices and a soda for only $7.99.
Speaking of pizza,
Stand Up For News stands up for them.
Speaking of pizza, I just ordered one recently, and the man said, "You want to cut in 6 pieces or 8?" I said, "I'm not too hungry. Make it 6 pieces."
Oh man!
All right.
Okay.
Who's up for who's up next?
All right, okay.
I'm just doing plugs. I didn't do any jokes.
More plugs than a tampon, that's for sure.
You want me to do a joke? Some of these are not. Okay.
Okay. Tulsa, Oklahoma teacher was named 2023 Teacher of the Year. She won because of her One Good Thing blog, where she writes daily about something good that happens in her class, and she encourages her students to do the same in their handwritten journals. Sadly, algebra has never been named anyone's one good thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
negative one thing. Plus for me. Parentheses.
I wanted to tell this one to Scott, you guys. All right, Scott. Last week in Seminole, this lady took her 10-year-old kid over to this other lady's house to talk to her about their son's feuding, right? And they were feuding. One of them threw a roller skate and hit the other one in the head, right? So it was crazy, right? I guess they'd been feuding for a couple years. So the woman took her 10-year-old over to the other woman's house, and the other woman didn't even answer the door, and she shot and killed the other woman right in front of her 10-year-old kid, man. Through the door.
Through the door.
Did you hear about that?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't.
Oh, so Scott, knock, knock.
Who's there?
It says, bang. There's a bang here on the card.
Are you okay, Scott?
It's your turn, Scott. Your turn, buddy.
Scott, speak to us.
Scott. Speak to us, Scott. Let us know you're okay.
Your turn, Scott Patrick.
Russ will take care of you over in film, man.
Or Russell, the one in here.
Oh, okay. It's National Salvation Day today, which made me wonder, do you think Christians believe Jesus was white because when he said, "This is my body," he held up a cracker?
Scott is coming on fire today. Okay, Scott, top 100.
I think it was Hawaiian because it's out in Lakeland.
Russell?
All right, no. Okay. Some target locations feeling the pressure from conservatives have decided to create a straight pride section. I had made a few suggestions for them. They can contain a white hoodie that goes over their face with little eye holes in there, a Ron DeSantis douche bottle, a greatest hit CD of Kid Rock, and again, there's only 2 songs that would be on that. And an archery set with Bud Light logo in the bullseye.
Oh, that was a sad whistle.
It was a sad joke.
Broke.
Ron
DeSantis douche bottle deserves a lot better than that.
It's brilliant.
With the 4 minutes remaining, I'd like for us all to plug our things. Real quick, Robin, you got a thing, 1 year anniversary coming up of Smoke District Open Mic Comedy Show.
I do, in West Chase. If you guys are first Fridays, I always have my open mic, Smoke District on West Chase on Racetrack Road. This is, in fact, I think last year in July, you came to it and it was a comedy friendship made in heaven. So, well, maybe not in heaven. I had this weird smoke joint in
the other West place. Chase. I thought it was hell. I mean, that my performance. I'm just kidding. I did good that night. It's a fun room. It's like a lounge. It's leather chairs, and it's really cool.
Yeah, Jim went to it just this past time.
You got to plug your Instagram, or you got one of them OnlyFans or anything?
I was rejected. Not, I'm not about to have
knock,
it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Arch.
Bang.
Arch.
Arch.
God bless you.
I had a happy ending.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your only fan.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Joe.
Joe.
Your mama's coming to the Orlando Vasion, you guys.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Chief. I know you got Jim won't be busy.
Next week.
So everybody come on down. We got four nights.
I will be busy as heck next week, so. I got four gigs next week. I'll be retired after that because I'll be dead.
Oh jeez.
which gigs are they, bud? Pitch them out.
I've got the Daddy's Day for Father's Day at Zippers. I have, of course, our Comedy Invasion on Monday. On Tuesday, I'll be at Quince Lounge, and Thursday I premiere my act Fierce and Fabulous at Union Hall in Lakeland. Cover is $5.
Well, if you take too much of a beating over the weekend, take some of that Modjoyment and spray it wherever you require. It takes away the pain.
Oh, I already
away.
Have.
Yeah, yeah. Right, the baddies might be a little rough for you.
Louis Gonzo told me you can apply it anywhere.
Uh-huh, I have.
Where's your next show, Manny? You got a show, right? You going to plug it? We got 2 minutes left.
He's got a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Well, yeah, coming soon. Okay, coming real soon. We got a podcast coming up.
Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong will be on next week. We'll be releasing this pretty soon. So we'll be recording an episode with Tommy Chong next week on the podcast. It's going to be great. We already recorded an episode last week with our first guest, David Ivanovich. It's close enough. And
he was hilarious. That was a great conversation.
Good things to come. We'll keep everybody posted on when it gets dropped and all the podcasts get released and all that. So
yeah, I'm excited.
Scott Patrick, you have any last words?
Well, I just appreciate you guys for having me on.
Get the heck out of here, Scott. You're fired.
Back out on the street. Get back out.
You got another joke for us? You got 1 minute to tell a joke. Here comes the music.
I know.
We're going to do the song.
The door's closing.
You going to sing the song with us, guys?
Okay. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right, stand up, produce. Clap, clap. Stand up, produce. We'll stand up for you. You stand up, too. Stand up, sit down. Stand up now.
Stand up now.
Stand up, produce.
Oh, yeah.
Stand up, produce.
Oh, yeah.
Stand up, produce. Nobody swore today on the radio.